This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. A 19-year-old Menasha man was arrested for setting fire to the office space of U.S. Representative Glenn Grothman in a Fond du Lac strip mall early Sunday morning. Police found the suspect near the strip mall soon after the fire was extinguished. He admitted to starting the blaze in protest of the TikTok ban that went into effect over the weekend. The fire was contained to the outside of the building, damaging the siding and an air conditioning unit. The suspect's being held in the Fond du Lac County Jail, with a charge of arson being referred to the district attorney's office. Grothman was one of the 360 House members who voted last year. Grothman was one of 360 House members who voted last year for a bill that would force TikTok's Chinese parent company to sell the app or be banned in the United States. Ironically, the TikTok ban was suspended Sunday, with the app saying it is working with President Trump to find a solution. Brutal and dangerous cold. That's what we're experiencing right now. And meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains why we need to cover all of our exposed skin.
And today, remember to cover all exposed skin. Frostbite can happen in as little as 20 minutes in today's conditions. Frostbite symptoms can include pain, numbness, swelling, blisters, and skin discoloration. It's most common on your fingers, toes, nose, and ears. And frostbite may lead to permanent, irreversible tissue damage. A way to prevent it is to limit your time outdoors and warm your body up often if you're exposed to freezing temperatures. And if you believe that you have frostbite, go inside or seek shelter from the cold. Then, call your healthcare provider or visit the emergency room immediately to reduce your risk of tissue damage. Frostbite symptoms appear in three stages that include feeling cold, sore, and painful, which is frost nip. Then, pins and needles, which is surface frostbite. And the last, numbness, indicates a deep frostbite.
As congressional Republicans push for cuts to Medicaid, a new report found that nearly a third of the children in Wisconsin's rural areas have coverage through that program. According to the report from Georgetown University Center for Children and Families, the percentage of kids enrolled in the program in rural and urban areas is just about equal, 32% of children in rural areas and 33% of children in urban areas have coverage under Medicaid. Health officials say without the program, many rural families would be uninsured or underinsured. A Wisconsin child from the northern part of our state died from the flu last week. Savannah Tomei Olson reports on how it has been getting deadlier in Wisconsin.
Officials from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services say the flu has been deadly here every year over the last two decades. Respiratory disease epidemiologist Tom Haupt.
Children under five are at higher risk for complications from influenza and RSV, for that matter, and COVID, just because of their age. But also pediatric hospitalizations, if they have any kind of underlying illnesses, whether it's diabetes, asthma, anything that would lower their immune system, does increase their possibility of having complications from these particular viruses.
On average, 1 to 6 Wisconsin kids succumb to the illness each year. Depending on the strain, 5 to 20% of people can get the flu each year, according to the American Lung Association. And now there's another complication, one that has grown since the start of the pandemic, vaccine hesitancy. Fewer and fewer people are getting their flu shot each year.
We're running at 31% statewide right now, which is disappointing. It's a little bit lower than last year, but it continues that decline. It's frustrating because we want to get this message out to people as to the complications and what can happen if the person who is at high risk does come down with complications. Unfortunately, we have this pediatric death.
Haupt says we're approaching the peak of illness season between flu, COVID-19, and respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV. When it comes to the COVID-19 vaccine, only 16% of eligible Wisconsinites have an updated shot. Meanwhile, 22% of people above 60 have their RSV vaccine. To find a vaccine near you, you can call your doctor's office, your local pharmacy, or your local health department.
A 49-year-old Manitowoc man has been sentenced to 25 years in federal prison for receiving child pornography. Robert D. Knights, already a registered sex offender after a 1995 conviction for second-degree sexual assault of a child, was sentenced by U.S. District Judge William Graceback Friday. This sentence stems from the August 2023 case where Knights repeatedly sexually assaulted a minor, used the child to create pornography, and uploaded those recordings to the cloud so he could receive it on various devices. Following the completion of his prison sentence, Knights will be on supervised release and will be required to be a registered sex offender for the rest of his life. A Northeast Wisconsin high school student is selected to represent the state as part of a delegation of student leaders in Washington, D.C. Isabella Dereskowitz Hodawani is a senior at Sevastopol High in Sturgeon Bay. She will join U.S. Senators Tammy Baldwin and Ron Johnson as part of the United States Senate Youth Program the week of March 1st through the 8th. Now, during that week, she and a fellow Wisconsin student from the Milwaukee area will attend meetings and briefings with the president, senators, a justice of the U.S. Supreme Court, leaders of cabinet agencies, and other officials. She'll also receive a $10,000 college scholarship for undergrad study. Spread a little love to veterans this February. Melissa Kay has the story.
You can help brighten Valentine's Day for veterans by sending Valentine's Day cards to those living in veteran homes across Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is asking people to help show our veterans how much we appreciate their service and sacrifice. This will be the third year of a new tradition and helps brighten the day for veterans living in housing and recovery program locations in Chippewa Falls, Green Bay, and Union Grove. You can mail your cards no later than January 31st to the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, Attention Veteran Valentines, P.O. Box 7843, Madison, Wisconsin, 53707.
If you've ever wanted to work with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, now may be the time to apply. The DNR is holding career fairs throughout the state this month and next. There will be one in Oshkosh on January 24th from 4 till 7 p.m. See our story at wgbw.fm for links and information. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Bucks extend their winning streak. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks with another decisive win at home, 123-109 over the 76ers. Giannis Antetokounmpo led with 35 points, but he pointed out that Philadelphia was shorthanded. No Paul George, Kyle Lowry, Joel Embiid, all out with injuries for the 76ers. Tyrese Maxey had 37 points for Philly.
I got to give them credit. You know, they played hard. You know, they didn't have their main guys, so the guys that came in played extremely hard, played together, they made shots, so that's why they were able to have a chance to stay out in the game. And the leader of their team, Maxey, played incredible. He was facilitating. He was being aggressive. He was getting downhill. You know, they did all the right things to have the game that they had tonight.
So the Bucks have now won four in a row. They play the Pelicans in New Orleans on Wednesday. College hoops. Wisconsin with a West Coast win over the weekend, 84-69 over USC. The Trojans did score 13 unanswered points.
Defensively, to be able to catch ourselves after that first 5 to 7 minutes when they made a run back at us. And I think this the moxie of the group, they didn't panic. I think that's what makes this team really, really good, is that we have a lot of pieces and a lot of weapons.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. What happens in Vegas might stay in Vegas, at least for a little while, like country music artist Kenny Chesney, who will have a residency at the Sphere, which Chesney says is a whole new way of rocking fans. Previous residencies at the Sphere include U2, Fish, and the Eagles. Chesney said he agreed to the gig after seeing a U2 concert film at the venue, saying the experience was all-consuming. Chesney will perform at the Sphere this coming May 22nd through June 14th. For fans of the show Severance, the waiting is over. Season 2 finally premiered last Thursday night on Apple TV after a three-year wait. The sci-fi thriller has a stellar cast, which includes Britt Lower, Patricia Arquette, John Turturro, and Christopher Walken. New episodes drop on Apple TV on Thursday nights at 2 a.m. Central Time. Set your alarm or get the coffee going, folks. Hollywood is still mourning the loss of director David Lynch. Tributes have inundated social media the last several days for the Oscar-nominated creative force behind Eraserhead, Blue Velvet, Lost Highway, The Elephant Man, and The Straight Story. Lynch's colleagues are also paying tribute. Sopranos creator David Chase says no one who creates a long-form drama on TV was not influenced by Lynch's iconic Twin Peaks. Lynch was a one-time Wisconsin resident and passed away last Thursday at the age of 78. Speaking of Lynch, actor Kyle MacLachlan says he owes his entire career to David Lynch. The director cast the now 65-year-old actor in Blue Velvet and also made him the lead actor in Twin Peaks. MacLachlan called David Lynch the most authentically alive person he's ever known. That is some serious praise. The third installment of the 28 Days franchise, titled 28 Years Later, opens in June 2025. Sources say despite the new chapter's $75 million budget, part of the new film was shot on an iPhone 15. This would make 28 Years Later the most expensive film ever to use smartphone technology, at least for cinematic purposes. We've come a long way since movies used to use flip phones. Just a little over a year ago, in late 2023, Norman Lear was being praised by everyone in Hollywood after his death at 101 years old. But Sally Struthers, who played Gloria on All in the Family, says that she was not a huge fan of Lear. During a recent appearance on the Let's Talk About That podcast, the two-time Emmy winner says Lear told her she was only cast because she had blue eyes and a fat face like Carol O'Connor, who played her father, Archie Bunker, on the show. Words hurt, even with two Emmys and a big bank account. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
That cold weather advisory remains in effect today. An extreme cold warning tonight. Today, sunny, high of 1 above the wind chill, minus 15 to minus 30. Tonight, 13 below with a wind chill to minus 35. By tomorrow, sunshine with a high of only 0. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, 7 below 0.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.